Hey, it's the fucking gutter. We're back. First gutter of the week. We're back at very, very high intensity gutter. It's a high pressing gutter. It's a gutter that's going to bring you press resistance from all corners of the studio. Actually, no, we're Zooming this. Gareth and Harriet are in the studio. Harriet Pryor, Gareth Roberts, and Ian Ryan is in his house. We're going to do fullback and defender. Tony's laughing at me. Don't laugh at me. You're throwing me off my stroke. We're going to do fullback and defender chat, and then we're going to move on to some midfielder topics. So let's start with the news that broke yesterday as we were recording about Liverpool putting Nico Williams up for sale. No sooner had he been starred in the Euros, well, been run ragged by an Italian right winger a little bit, but being on telly for Wales, then Liverpool were telling the journalists like David Lynch that Nico Williams is attracting interest from Premier League clubs this summer and is keen on the idea of leaving for regular football. LFC would be willing to do business if they receive an offer of around £10 million. Well, we've all been going, well, at least we've got Nico Williams to cover if anything happens to Trent, except we might not have. Part of me thinks, yeah, we can do better than Nico Williams as cover for Trent. And part of me thinks, I know it's COVID, but £10 million isn't a lot. It doesn't give you a big budget to go out and buy another Nico Williams, does it?
No. And I think, you know, there's been talk about potentially Oxlade-Chamberlain doing some minutes there, which I can kind of see why people would say it. I don't think it's ideal. And I think, you know, it does feel like maybe we're cutting corners a little bit, but I suppose the club might say, well, I've got to try and cut the cloth accordingly for certain areas. But I don't think you want to see a scenario, Rob, where you're asking a James Milner, for instance, who's 36 in January, to be doing minutes at right back for you. I don't think you want to do that. I think if you're asking Joe Gomez to do something similar, I'd have concerns because of the long-term injuries that he's had. And I don't think it's an ideal scenario for Joe Gomez to suddenly find himself doing shuttles up and down the right-hand side, given that the history he's had with injuries. I think the rigours of that would cause him problems, to be honest. Now, that's not to say you'll have to do loads there, because you'd expect Trent to play a large portion of the season, if fit. But I think, you know, the England injury that he had, you know, proves he is human. He can miss games. You know, he's got a 6 to 8 week injury there. So you would be concerned if he came out of the Liverpool team for a similar amount of time. And as I say, there's talk about Oxlade-Chamberlain potentially could solve a little bit of a problem. And I know Chamberlain's been in squads maybe more often than people think last season, but he wasn't really playing. And if you're not playing football matches, it significantly reduces the chance of you getting injured. So there's no guarantees that Chamberlain would be fit, because we know he misses large parts of previous seasons. So it's a little bit of a worry, but it seems from all the noises you're hearing, Robert, it's important to caveat it by saying, you know, the local journos, with the greatest of respect, haven't always been in the know in recent years, because the club are probably feeding them certain things. So you don't always get it all right, but it does seem to kind of be that there's talk about, you know, not doing something at fullback and just asking Trent to go again and then maybe filling in where we can.